This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Friends, I'm going to, just in a couple minutes here, I'm going to pull up a guy named John Parkinson. He is heading up the recall for Gretchen Whitmer in the state of Michigan. He's with an organization called Guarding Against Government Excess, GAGE, that's the acronym. So we're going to be pulling him up in just a couple minutes. But before, friends, we do that, I'm laughing during the intro because it's so unbelievable what the American people put up with. I mean, when you talk about Joe Biden and what's taking place and the major voter fraud taking place in this country and what the American people put up with, oh my goodness, does it come into play that every country deserves the government that it has? Oh my goodness. Friends, this is our reflection. This is how stupid and dummy down the American people have become, that they'll put up with such an individual as a treasonous, said Donald Trump, as a treasonous individual against we the people, which is a clear violation of Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. On top of that, I wanted to let you know that did you guys all, or have you heard of Dr. Deborah Birx? Anybody know who she is? She's one of those that is out there telling everybody how they're supposed to live their lives too. Well, Daily Mail just reported Dr. Now listen, not just the politicians, okay? Dr. Deborah Birx is slammed for hypocrisy after she ignored her own Thanksgiving advice and traveled to her Delaware vacation home with three generations of her family from two different households. Whoa, that's crazy. She was accompanied by her husband, daughter, son-in-law, two grandkids, celebrating Thanksgiving. She said the purpose of the visit was to deal with the winterization of the home. She said that everyone on her Delaware trip belongs to her immediate household, even as she acknowledged they live in two different homes. Birx has expressed a desire to maintain a significant role on the White House coronavirus task force with Joe Biden when he's inaugurated next month. Yeah, just wanted to let you know that. How many governors have been busted now for their hypocrisy? See, they're recalling Gavin Newsom, you know that, right? I think they're getting pretty close to getting those numbers, too, by the way. Good for you guys out there in California. Who else was busted? Or should I say this, who hasn't been busted? Speaking of Whitmer, we know that she was busted. Her husband was busted. We know that the mayors across the United States in Denver have been busted. We know that the head of organizations and agencies in California have been busted. We know that the governor has been busted in the state of Pennsylvania, representative in the state of Pennsylvania, and the list goes on and on and on and on. See, the only reason the American people would put up with hypocrites is because they themselves are hypocritical. Who else are we to blame? I mean, because until the American people take responsibility for where we're at today, nothing's going to change. I mean, we've been taught by politicians for decades in this country to continuously blame the right, and the left blames the right, and the right blames the left, and the left blames the right. And the only people that ever lose, friends, are the American people, as the right and the left continuously play out the games, as they continuously drive the American people one against another. What did Jesus say in Mark 3:25? A house divided against itself will not fall, or stand, I'm sorry, will not stand. And that's exactly where we're at. Another one busted. Another one busted, friends. Oh my goodness. And you believe what they don't believe? That's even crazier. Read Isaiah 5:20. You'll understand what I'm talking about. Folks, after we get done talking to my friend John Parkinson out in Michigan, who's with the organization Gage, who's heading up the recall with Governor Whitmer, we're going to come back to the main topic. Did you see the pictures of this? I already posted the articles on my social media platforms, but there was a former Marine who blames a man without a mask. He accused the guy without a mask on and his friend as being responsible for endangering him and his wife. Oh, it didn't go over well at all, friends. As a matter of fact, he quickly regretted it. I'm going to play some audio after we get done with our friend John Parkinson in Michigan. Again, you can't make this up. And I'm not for violence in any sense of the word, but the fact of the matter is some people just have to learn a different way, and some people actually deal with issues than others deal with issues. And this one didn't turn out well for this guy at all. I'm looking at his picture right now. Again, friends, what do you say? This is just ridiculous. Our sin is finding us out in Numbers 32:23. Why? Because we refuse to deal with those that are transgressing God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. So when you get time, check those out. Before I get over to my friend, John Parkinson, I want to tell you, if you want to see who we are, what it is that we've done, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We're going to be in Michigan next month. We're going to be in Tennessee next month. And whatever may come of it, we are going to be running down those dates in the opportunity of reaching, seeking, and saving that which is lost, Luke 19:10. So with that said, friends, if you would like to check us out, you want to know who we are, what we do, and what we are doing, you can go ahead and check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. You can also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen carefully, friends. Listen carefully. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. We'll always be on that landing page. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. YouTube, about a month and 2 weeks ago, deplatformed us after 7 years of blood, sweat, and tears. We got new platforms set up, so you can always find them over on sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles over there as well, combating the lies in the mainstream media. And with that again said, friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, go to the right side of the page, click out onto the platform in which we're on now. You can watch us live, join us on Top Chat, or you can go over to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, do the same thing. We're on the top page, front page, click onto the platform, join us on Top Chat. If at any time you want to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to make it your show, you can. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We got a lot of audio I want to play for you. And again, I want to get back to what I just highlighted concerning this man blaming another man without a mask. But again, before that, we're going to be talking to John Parkinson, the guy that is responsible for heading up this recall from an organization called Gage concerning that of Governor Whitmer, this exceptional devil, this Jezebelian. That's really, truly what she is, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I'm going to pull up my friend John Parkinson, my brand new friend. As a matter of fact, I got a text this morning asking me if I knew what was going on with the recall in Michigan. I said, no, you're in Michigan. Do a little due diligence, see who's heading up, and let's get him on the phone to get an update. We have John Parkinson again. He is currently a grassroots activist working with Gage, guarding against government excess on the recall of... Well, if you want to call her that, Tyrant Whitmer, there in the state of Michigan. So welcome to the show. How are you, my friend?
Excellent. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you, John, especially such given such short notice to jump on with us in such a quick fashion. So I do appreciate that. With that said, I'm just kind of curious. Can you go ahead and give us a little bit of an update as to what's going on with this recall? But I guess before I ask you that question, give me the reasons and give us the reasons in 133 cities and in 53 countries, even as we speak now, as to why Michiganites are actually calling for her recall.
Well, I think you said it best. Tyranny is what she's doing. You know, we have our recall petition is based on her executive order 2020-50, which has to do with nursing homes. She puts COVID patients in nursing homes, and unfortunately, the elderly died because of that. Many elderly died because of that. But before we go further, can I clarify something? I'm not the sole responsible party for this movement. I'm only an executive committee board member.
Okay.
So I want to clarify that so people don't think that I'm the guy who headed this up. I'm not. I am just one of the team members.
Amen. I got you. You know what? And here's the thing. I'm looking for leaders out there that are just willing to do the stuff. And if you're the guy on the front, that's all I meant by it. I didn't mean anything more or anything less by that. And I know, John, you're not doing this for accolade to kind of bring praise, the praise of men unto yourself for what you do. And if I brought that across, forgive me, because, again, I didn't mean that in any sense of the word. So I do know that going back to what we were just talking about, John, concerning what's going on in the state of Michigan there with Whitmer. I mean, we have her coming up with, what is it, 192 executive orders. And if you were to actually put those up against the U.S. Constitution, you'll find out they can go ahead and call them executive orders all day long. But if they're not congruent with the U.S. Constitution, they're null and void. It seems like she's just out of hand with what she's doing in your particular state. And by the way, friends, John Parkinson's also a business owner. So this has got to be hitting you firsthand, correct?
This one actually didn't harm me because I'm in the I'm a handyman, and my business actually has kind of increased, unfortunately.
Okay.
People are home and they're doing repairs with what money they have.
Okay. So, let me ask you then: what do you see with your buddies? What about other business owners that you're affiliated with, that you're friends with? How's it hitting them?
Hard, real hard, to be honest. A lot of restaurant owners that I know, it's been really tough with them. One of my friends, Stacy in Plymouth, she owns a business that has to do with wedding venues, and her business has just plummeted. She's actually joined the recall effort to help remove this tyrant from office.
Well, that's exactly what she is. I mean, there's no other definition for when we see someone that derives their just powers from the consent of we the people standing up, acting in a fashion that's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. We've seen this not just from Whitmer, but we see this from governors all across the United States. As a matter of fact, we're dealing with that in the state of Minnesota right now with Tim Walz. So this is going on across the boards. I'm kind of curious to know, when did you start the recall and how far into the recall are you right now?
So that's great you asked. So we started October 23rd. We only have 60 days from that date. So today is our last day to gather petition signatures. So we're looking to do the big push. We have circulators all out, and currently I'm in St. Clair Shores, Michigan. I'm going to meet a few people and get some more signatures down here. That's where we're at.
Okay, so with that said, what are the numbers that you need? Do you need $1.5 million there, like which is needed in California for Governor Newsom, or do you got a lower number that needs to be actually accumulated to give her the boot, for a better way of saying it?
We need 25% of the last gubernatorial election, which is a little over a million. We're shooting for 1.3 for the invalidating factor, because they're going to try to find reasons to invalidate.
Sure.
And to the best of my knowledge, this hasn't been done, you know. So there's going to be a lot of issues. I'm sure there's going to be a court case after this is all said and done, once we gather the 1.3 million or the allotted signatures that we need.
It seems like, John, every time that the people win the day in the state of Michigan, we see Whitmer stand up and defy not only the courts, because if you remember right, even concerning the unconstitutional edicts coming from her office aimed at the business owners and the people in your particular state, and it continues, by the way. It's interesting, the Supreme Court stood up not once but twice, told her and the people in Michigan what she's doing is unconstitutional, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. But when the courts step in and say it's unconstitutional, how are the people responding when the governor ignores the Supreme Court in your state and does it anyways?
Well, I mean, there's a saying out there, when your governor ignores the Constitution, it's time to ignore your governor. amen to that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Unfortunately, some of these businesses hold liquor licenses, and that's what she's holding over their head.
Yep.
And, you know, they're having these emergency hearings, and they're fining them, and it's ridiculous. And you're right. She's using the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services against us.
Yep.
And that's just sad. Even like opening, I just read an article today, just opening up movie theaters, right? Well, guess what? Concessions can't open. That's where movie theaters make their money.
That's right.
They spend more money on the movies, gathering movies, than they do on the concessions. And it's a lose-lose. Bowling alleys, again, concessions. They make very little on bowling.
Yeah.
So
It's interesting.
It's sad.
Yeah, it's interesting, John. That I mean, it's clear to see what this is about. It's not a virus that's under attack. It's the American people in our perspectives, or our prospective states throughout the unions. And I believe that finally, 9 months later, and I mean no disrespect to the business owners that are hurting right now. I've got John on the radio for the very purpose of confronting what's going on, so that we can win the day to encourage others to stand up and fight. In comparison and in parallel to what's going on in your state right now, I know that there's other restaurants and businesses that are standing up and defying the governor. In the state of Minnesota, just on the 18th here, they actually opened up 300 restaurants in defiance to the governor here. Now, it's interesting. This is what I want you to hear, John. It's interesting to note that the governor was told by the Supreme Court in your state, not once but twice, that she does not have the constitutional authority to do the things that she's doing concerning this plandemic. And regardless, then what do we see? We see the Department of Health come in through the state of Michigan there, as if to suggest that if the governor doesn't have the lawful constitutional authority to implement that which is unconstitutional, how is it that the Department of Health comes in behind her and upholds what she can't uphold? How does that work, or are people not thinking?
You know, that's a good question. I think a lot of people just they understand that it's illegal, but when their liquor license or their state licensures are threatened, what are you going to do? And we know that MDHHS works under her, the executive branch authority, which they really have no authorization to do this. They also are calling it a epidemic, which we all know this is pandemic. I agree, it was a pandemic. We'll say pandemic for lack of better words. It's not an epidemic. It's a pandemic. It was a pandemic. It's over. Let's get over it. The flu season miraculously disappeared, right? Flu's gone.
That's right.
So how these people do not see that they need to open, or they are going to lose their business anyway. So just open up, Michigan. Open up all your states. Minnesota, kudos to you guys. You know what? I applaud you guys for opening up and stand firm no matter what comes at you. If they throw locks on your doors, cut those locks. That is private property. Do not abide by the illegal edicts by tyrant governors and dictators in your counties and your cities.
That's right. You know, here's the great question. When they come in and they threaten you, and I'm proposing this question to all the listeners right now, John, it's interesting to know that you need to ask yourself, what laws are they going to enforce when they are threatening you because they're not constitutional? Here's the answer. There is none. It's all fear-driven, folks, to force compliance. John, I got about 30 seconds. I'm talking to John Parkinson from Gage out of Michigan, who is leading up with his friends. He's a part of the crew that's leading up the recall with Governor Whitmer. How do people get a hold of you, my friend?
RecallWhitmer.com or on Facebook, Recall Whitmer Movement. On the Facebook, we have a Facebook group and a Facebook page. Go to the Facebook page, message us through Recall Whitmer Movement, and they can get a hold of us there, or RecallWhitmer.com.
Okay. I totally appreciate you again. Thanks for jumping on with such short notice, my friend. John Parkinson from Gage out of Michigan, calling forth the recall of Governor Whitmer. We'll see where things go, friends. I think the people in the state of Michigan have had enough. Prove me right, friends, in Michigan. I'm going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Be right back.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the United States is now on offense against the virus after the FDA authorized the Moderna vaccine over the weekend. Azar saying nearly 8 million doses of both Pfizer's and Moderna's vaccines will be distributed to 3,500 sites throughout the United States this week. During an Operation Warp Speed briefing, Azar talking about receiving the Moderna vaccine.
I look forward to receiving this vaccine myself in the coming days as part of our efforts to demonstrate to Americans that these vaccines are safe and incredibly effective at preventing COVID-19.
The Senate and House are in session this Monday before Christmas. The House preparing to vote on a $900 billion coronavirus relief package after congressional leaders struck a deal late Sunday night. You're listening to USA Radio News. A strong winter storm is expected to sweep across the United States this Christmas week. The National Weather Service saying a severe weather system will move from the northwest toward the central United States by Wednesday, bringing snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain that may cause flooding to some regions. Avalanche warnings have been issued from Oregon to Montana for the next couple days. Meteorologists saying the storm will intensify and hit the East Coast by Christmas Eve and say temperatures will be below zero, as will wind chills. Police and military officials are searching for answers in the death of a soldier in upstate New York.
The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris. The 20-year-old soldier went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm excited to take the vaccination. I'm here to show you that it's the real thing, said the current politician during the break. Isn't that interesting? He's looking forward to it. Man, it's amazing how we're hearing that from nurses, those that are gaining from this plandemic, right? Those that are selling you the virus are the ones selling you the vaccinations, right? And then she passes out and hits the dirt. Yeah, that happened last week, and we're hearing side effects all across the boards. As a matter of fact, I wanted to highlight something here because this just came to my aid. Thank you, Lord. And most people didn't know this. Did you guys know that just over the last couple days, Moderna's FDA report lists 13 deaths in vaccine trials? It's a fact. How come you never hear that? No, all the politicians, the salesmen, the Judases that are selling you out, that are working for special interest groups, Luke 22:48, what are they doing? Oh, no, these are great. Can't wait, man. I can't wait to get mine, just like the nurse who hits the ground, right? Yeah. Now, this politician's talking about it, too. And then outside of the fact that how many of these politicians are being busted getting their vaccinations without the caps on? And there's no denying the footage that we've shared. There's no question about it. Hey, Judah, I want to show you people how a lie this is. When you take this up to Isaiah 28:18, there's a covenant of death and a covenant of hell. It will be disannulled again. But either the American people are going to disannul it or the Lord will through judgment. It's up to you.
Okay? Because if the Lord brings the judgment, you're going to wish you would have when you had the time to do it when you should have. Okay? But if not, what's going to happen, there's going to be a whole lot of people dying in the process of this because the people failed to keep the commandments of the living God. Read Proverbs 7:2 when you get a moment. Keep my commandments and live, he said. Keep my commandments and live. Deal with the corruption and remain free. Right? Doesn't that sound familiar? Yeah, it does, and it's very applicable to what's going on here. But here's the Delta CEO. I want you to just listen to what he says, too, because all these CEOs and these politicians and these doctors, man, they're all excited about getting their vaccinations. What is it that they know that we don't? I want you to listen to this just to show you. I'm going to show you, and you're going to hear it, the definition of fascism. Okay, because it's in real play today. Listen to this.
As this virus continues to strain our healthcare system, it is also causing prolonged economic pain, especially for the travel industry. So, what's being done to keep passengers safe, and how will things change once we get that vaccine? Ooh. Ed Bastian, CEO of Delta Ooh. Airlines, is with us this morning. Ed, good to have you back. Thanks for your time this morning.
Head of the CEO of Delta.
Craig, thanks.
Let's start with Delta Airlines' new voluntary contact tracing initiative.
Voluntary.
Working along with the CDC, as we understand it, this is going to be specifically for international travelers coming into the United States. How exactly is it going to work?
Well, one of the things that's really important in our industry is that we start to reopen, as it's safe, international travel, particularly to Europe, given the significant links between our country as well as with the European nations. And one of the things that the CDC has been adamant about, and I fully support, is the need to have international travelers as they enter the country for the CDC to be able to have contact tracing capability so they can identify in the event there was a need to contact customers on board a flight, an international flight, when they arrived into the U.S., any customers in vicinity of someone that could potentially have been affected. So we've created the capabilities working with the CDC. It is a
just hang on, friends. It gets better
for our customers, but I think it's a really important one.
Ed, let's talk about vaccines for a moment, because it would seem as if multiple vaccines are on the horizon. Would Delta consider mandating employees be vaccinated in order to work,
or even
passengers be vaccinated in order to fly?
Whoa!
Well, we haven't decided that yet, Craig. We are looking at and certainly talking to the authorities about, first and foremost, how do we get our employees vaccinated? I think for international travel, it will become a requirement.
Corporations are hook, line, the folks, they're hand in glove with the politicians and the mainstream media.
We're going to strongly encourage that airline employees all get vaccinated. Airline employees are frontline workers and will be given priority as a frontline worker to access to the vaccine. Myself, I can't wait to get vaccinated.
Oh, I can't
we're
wait,
strongly
he said.
All our people to make sure they get that
go ahead and fade that down, Judah. He can't wait to get his vaccination. Folks, how many people have you talked to in the last month, the last 3 weeks, the last 2 weeks, the last week, where they were talking about how excited they were to get the vaccination? How come they're the ones that are selling you the virus are the ones selling you the vaccination? Those that are hand in glove with corporate America and corrupt politicians along with the mainstream media and their little useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, they are the ones that are saying that they're excited to get the vaccination. I have never in all of my life ever heard anybody say that they're excited to get a needle jammed into their arm, let alone a vaccination, whatever the case might be. Boy, isn't that amazing? Listen to their talking points, friends. This shows you, and pay attention to the politicians, pay attention to the corporations. By the way, our friend John was talking about what was going on with small businesses earlier, and isn't it interesting, friends, that you drive down the street, Targets are packed, and Walmarts are packed, and the strip malls are packed, and Macy's are packed, and all these big corporations, all these stores, their parking lots are packed. And at the same time, simultaneously, they're flourishing while small businesses are under attack by that same government. And what happens? You see those corporations, when you walk into the door, implementing through forced compliance unconstitutional edicts of who? It's not corporate policy. It's the unconstitutionality of the governors and the mayors in those particular states. That's all they had to do is say, okay, it's unconstitutional. Just take care of yourself. Be better about it. And then you go into a store, the corporations, these big stores, and what do? Don't come into our store without a mask. As a matter of fact, even this morning, I had an individual say to me, hey, listen, do you have a mask? I said, no, I don't need a mask. And he looked at me and he said, well, they're kind of particular around here. I said, they can be all particular that they want to be. I'm not wearing a mask, period. Guess what, friends? They're not used to people standing up and saying, no, back off. You have no lawful right asking me that question in the first place. Last week, another one. I don't know what it was, the week of weeks when people are going to go ahead and test their steel with me. Lady walks by in a store, and she looks over at me, and I think she was new, by the way. And she said to me, she said, where's your mask? I said, I don't need a mask. And I said, furthermore, you shouldn't be asking me that. You need to mind your own business. Right? She didn't know how to respond to that because she's not used to that. She's used to the sheep making themselves sheep while the wolves are teeing them up to devour them. And it's exactly what's happening across the boards, friends. Going back to the point, I'm excited about getting a vaccination. Oh, my goodness. By the way, this is a perfect segue into what I'm talking about here. What am I talking about here? Learning the hard way. A man blames a man without a mask for endangering him and his wife. I want you to listen carefully just to show you how ignorant people have become in this country. When you go to the back of a mask box, you know, the warning signs, it is a warning sign, just for the record, on the back of these boxes that are filled with masks, it has warning in capital letters. And what I'm going to read to you is in all caps on the back of these boxes filled with masks. This product is an ear loop mask. This product is not a respirator and will not provide any protection against COVID-19, the coronavirus, or other viruses or contaminants. So what do you have it on for? And by the way, if you have a mask on and I don't, well, you're the one that's allegedly safe according to your thinking, so just leave me alone, okay? And the bottom line is you need to back off. And by the way, I also want to tell you how foolish you are, because if you look at the little tags on the mask that you're wearing, you think somehow or another, because your favorite politician or one of your favorite sports heroes or one of your favorite musician is stupid and ignorant enough to put one on his face, why don't you just read the little warning box? Why don't you read the little tag where it says it does not protect against virus, it does not protect against COVID-19? The question is why do you have one on in the first place? Well, because what they're not telling you is we're just pretending. We're just going along because we don't want to offend the dictator wannabes. We don't want to offend anybody, so we just put it on. So we're just going to put it on because, you know what, we're going to be a good example. No, you're bearing false witness is what you're doing, because you're pretending that it's real when all the while you know that it's fake. And you ask those people that have masks on right now if they believe it to be real or if it's fake, I guarantee you, friends, you're going to see a high number, 1 to 10, of people saying, no, I don't believe it, but I just wear it because I have to, you know, I don't want to stir up any trouble. That's the very mentality for you having a mask on in the first place. That's the very mentality that you've taken on to bring your country in the state and in the present state that it's in today. That's why you're in trouble, because you allowed these people to browbeat you into submission. And I say this, shame on you. Those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man, and those that fear the face of man don't fear the face of God. So you better get it straight. I said right and straight at the same time. Did you like that? Straight. That was like from down under or something, right? Hey, now, folks, as much as, again, the mainstream media and their useful idiots are trying to get you to actually believe that if you are not wearing a mask, which does not prevent viruses or disease, say they, then you are the cause for the spread of the virus. And this guy tested his steel with a couple people. It didn't work out very well, okay? I just want you to think about what I just said. And if you want to know why people think that if they don't have a mask on, then they're endangering the rest of us, keep in mind this came from the guy that's knocked the doctor, right, who's not an elected representative. We call him Mr. Depopulation himself, who wants to depopulate the world from 9 billion to 6 billion, said he. We played the audio several times of none other than Bill Gates. He said, those who engage in anti-vaccine efforts, said Bill Gates, he said, they kill children. They kill children. Guess what's inside the vaccinations, friends? Children. Isn't that crazy? This is how sick-minded some of these people are. We're going to come right back, and I'm going to play this audio for you.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm going to get to this right away, friends, because there's so much audio. I'm just going to, I want you to hear what happened from this individual. He was a man that was in a store who looked over at a couple guys and he blamed them for not having a mask on, for endangering him and his wife. And shortly thereafter, he wished he wouldn't have done that. But before I get to this, lest one of my enemies should put words in my mouth, because they love to do that, friends, I want to make clear that I have to acknowledge that I do. I sincerely do. I hate violence. But some folks just happen to deal with certain issues and learn from certain issues in different ways, and that's exactly what happened to a former Marine in Seattle, Washington, this last week. Listen to this piece, friends, and boy, oh boy, you ought to see his face. Go ahead.
An Ocean Shores man says he was attacked for confronting two men for not wearing masks. And thanks for joining us. I'm Dave Wagner.
And I'm Monique Minglava. Now, this is a story you'll see only on Cairo 7 News. And Simney Kim is at the live desk right now. Simney, he's really worried police are not properly investigating this case.
Monique, that's right. Daniel Troublefield says he was at the Ocean Shores IGA grocery store Sunday night when he called someone out for not wearing a mask. Inside the store, he says the conversation turned heated, but he thought that was the end of it. And he was not expecting what happened once he walked outside. Daniel Troublefield took these pictures at the hospital right after he says he was attacked.
Well, I curled up in the fetal position, and I was just ready to die.
He shared this surveillance video with me, which he got from the neighboring drugstore. Daniel says that's him in the parking lot, walking out to his white car in the middle of the screen, but he walks past it as he was taunted by the maskless men.
They kept
the maskless men.
Expletives. Calling me a snowflake, and it's not science, it's a hoax.
Looking back, Daniel says he wishes he ignored them.
To my regret, I walked up to the car and asked, I was trying to explain that it is science, and they should be wearing a mask because they're endangering me and everybody else in the store by not having a mask on.
That's when things escalated even further.
The gentleman tapped on my chest, and I flipped up his hat, and that's when they both got out of the car.
The video's quality isn't great, but you can see someone is thrown to the ground.
One grabbed me by the neck in a chokehold and got me down to the ground. And before I knew it, I was getting my face pummeled with fists.
The beating lasts about 20 seconds. The guys took off, and now he's worried they're going to get away, and he won't get justice.
I don't feel the police are doing enough. Yeah. I'm in the dark right now about everything.
Ocean Shores police say they don't know whether it was an assault or self-defense. The disabled Marine veteran says he never threw one punch and even passed out. His nose is now fractured. He's had to get stitches, and he's got bruises on his face and body.
I'd like to see the two gentlemen locked up in jail. I'd like for them to pay for what they did. I don't think any human being deserves to be treated like I was treated.
Daniel says this was the first time he's ever confronted anyone for not wearing a mask. He says he was compelled to because he's got pre-existing conditions. So does his wife. He says he's frustrated that people aren't taking the pandemic seriously and putting everyone else at risk. But he also says this will be the last time he'll ever say anything again.
Yeah, well, if you look at the picture, friends, you'll understand why. When he was saying he was in the dark, half of his face is in the dark. And it's interesting, friends, the bottom line is, when you're listening to this report, do you see how indoctrinated these people are? You also need to keep in mind that these parrots are basically parroting the teleprompters, and this is happening across the country at the same time. But it was interesting how the mainstream media, once again, wanted to put this individual that opened up his big mouth to suggest that other people are endangering the life of him and his wife. And this is what they want, too, by the way. This is what tyrants want. They want you to believe that if you don't have a mask on, you are a part of the problem concerning the spread of the virus that they cannot prove. Okay? I just wanted to make sure that you understood and understand as to how this is being played out right now. But the message was, at the end of the day, that he would never do it again. Well, you know, here's the bottom line. I'm not justifying an act of violence towards him in any way. I'm not. Read Proverbs 17:15. The bottom line is that if he would have done his own due diligence, he probably wouldn't have been wearing a mask in the first place, right? Secondly, he should have minded his own business and kept to himself. If he would have done so, this would have never taken place. And I want to highlight one more thing. Did you notice how the mainstream media put him in the position of the victim once again? See, this is totalitarianism, friends. They pick out these organizations. They pick out these hit pieces. They pick out the perpetrators of crime. And then what happens when the media gets there, the media does their best to put them in the position of the victim rather than the one that actually perpetuated the crime. What's another way I can say this? These are the people that love to smack your face, pull your hair. When the media gets there, they play the victim, and the media is right there to promulgate or broadcast that message. And see, these useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, are being used to set up their own demise, and they just don't realize that they're on the same boat with the rest of us. And this is what happens to a lawless society. The love of many will wax cold, right? And that's exactly where we're at again, which again brings me right over to putting them in the victim position. In closing here, friends, we started the show off with our friend in Michigan talking about the recall with the governor. As a matter of fact, if you remember Governor Whitmer, when she got the rug pulled from out under from her feet, not once but twice, wasn't it interesting the following week, the beginning of the following week, just over the weekend, it was promulgated, it was broadcasted to the people that she lost the day, said the Supreme Court. Just 3 days later, they had in the news how someone was actually trying to basically kidnap her. Okay? So they had to put her in the victim position right away, because the message is that if you dare stand up and defy this tyrant, if you dare stand up and you show us any resistance whatsoever, we're going to do the same thing to you. And it's what they do over and over and over again, friends. They're conditioning the sheeple is what they're doing. But let's go over to California in parallel. This is brand new from NBC News. You need to understand, friends, that these are communists in a big way, okay? The recall effort, this is the headline, the recall effort against California governor is an attempt to destabilize the political system. I'm not making this up. This is only adding insult to injury, friends. Listen to this. The recall effort against California governor is an attempt to destabilize the political system. No. The people are recalling him. By the way, the difference between a recall is when the people do it, and an impeachment process, Article 2, Section 4, comes from the legislators, the senators, so on and so forth. Okay? And the people should push them to do that as well, because they should actually incite charges or bring up charges against those individuals once they are impeached or recalled, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. But again, I want you to understand, friends, this is what they constantly do. They play the victim as they perpetuate the crime. They don't have the shield, friends. They have the spear. They don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're not the victors. I'm sorry, the victims. They're the assailants. Okay? To suggest that the recall effort against California governor is an attempt to destabilize the political system should tell you exactly who's behind calling all of the shots here, friends. And how it is anti-American. It's anti-American law, is what it is. Again, it's foreign to the U.S. Constitution. People in California, people in that of Michigan, they want to remove them for their transgressions, their crimes against the people in both of those particular states. The people aren't looking for something to do, friends. The people are responding to the attack. I remember one time a manager said to me, "So why is it that you're attacking the president?" I said, "I'm not attacking the president. He's the one attacking me. What, am I not supposed to defend myself in calling for an impeachment? Am I supposed to just shut my mouth and not call out his crimes because, well, after all, everybody loves him or hates him?" Absolutely not. I am a Christocrat, and I am for the law. And let me remind you, when a politician or a representative of a particular state or throughout the states does their job and they uphold the law, that hundreds of thousands fought, bled, and died magnifying against tyranny in third world countries that the American people have been desensitized to submit to, when they do their job, I'll be the first one to stand with them. When they transgress the law, they break the law, I'll be the first one to stand against them, and so should the American people in the sense of bringing forth the law that they are transgressing and hold them to a higher standard. Because they can be removed for misdemeanors, not just for treason, not for high offenses, but for misdemeanors. And how many times have these people zeroed in on the people that they're supposed to represent before the American people finally figured out you need to stand up and you need not care what the mainstream media does. You need to stand up and you need to play the man in the face of God and in the face of your brothers and sisters in this country on the behalf of your posterity, regardless of what they say. They can play the victim all they want, friends. We, the people in this country, know who's breaking the law. And guess what we do? We're a country of laws. We're an empire of laws. And we need to magnify those laws against whoever's transgressing them, regardless of who they may be. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solution, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.